countries around the world marked the start of the year 2000, and these millennium celebrations took place for months leading up to the date. Music was an integral part of many of the events. Fiji, for instance, hosted the American innovator of funk music, George Clinton. In Athens, a choir sang a number of anthems, including the Olympic anthem. In Wales, they presented the Welsh band Manic Street Preachers in concert, with the final song of the concert broadcast live around the world. There was a tango performance in Argentina. Celine Dion celebrated in Toronto, and Billy Joel sang Auld Lang Syne in New York. Many cities around the United States held festivities before, on, and after January 1st that year, and two venerable ensembles in Williamsport joined forces to celebrate with a jubilant song and many other works. The Repas Band and the Williamsport Civic Chorus presented a concert of the millennium to an overflow crowd, as we learn, a crowd that filled the Scottish Rite Auditorium. Now, a quarter of a century later, these two esteemed ensembles will come together for a concert titled Homeward Bound, this Tuesday evening at the Community Arts Center. We had a chance to speak by phone with Jeffrey Dent, conductor of the Repas Band, and Caleb Hopkins, artistic director and conductor of the Williamsport Civic Chorus, about their groups and their joint concert on Tuesday. Jeffrey Dent.
The Repas Band is based in Williamsport. We were formed in 1831 and we're one of the oldest volunteer community bands in the United States. Historically, we have been around all the time. In the Civil War, we were at the Appomattox surrender of Lee to Grant. We returned 150 years later to reenact that. We have been in presidential inaugural parades. We have played for the dedication of Grant's tomb in New York City. We've played for several state events in Pennsylvania. And also we have been part of the history of Williamsport with the dedication of Brandon Park and various community events, including Flag Day every year that we've celebrated in downtown Williamsport.
What were community bands in those inaugural days? What did they mean for a community in the founding years?
Community bands were not only a sense of entertainment for the town or the borough or the city they were in, but they were one of the few ways people got to experience live music and be introduced to even some of the classics in addition to marches. Community bands often performed a variety of music that gave the community an idea of classical transcriptions, some band works that were written as we got into the 1900s, and then, of course, traditional marches and patriotic music.
And don't you have your own march?
We do. We have our own Repas Band march composed in 1901. It's known worldwide, and it has appeared on several top 100 march lists.
And for whom is the band named?
The band is named for Daniel Repas, which was one of the earlier conductors of the band, who helped really move the band in an area of precision and prestige within the community of Williamsport and the state of Pennsylvania.
And Caleb, you're not too far behind with the history of the WCC. Tell us about that history, if you could, a little bit.
Sure. So the Williamsport Civic Chorus is only 80 years old, so compared to Repas, we're just a baby. But yes, it was also based in Williamsport. We are also an all-volunteer, non-auditioned ensemble. And currently we have around 60, 65 singers on our roster of all ages and experience levels. We have a lot of fun. We typically do two concerts a year. This upcoming one with Repas will be our spring presentation. And in the fall, we actually had a concert as part of the Victorian Christmas Festival there in Williamsport.
And again, we ask that larger question of you, Caleb. What do choruses like this on the community level offer to a place like Williamsport?
So I think for so many people, singing in an ensemble or playing in a musical ensemble is such a seminal part of their upbringing, and they go on to professional lives in something other than music. So music sort of becomes avocational for them, but the desire to make music together in a corporate setting remains strong for so many people. So these kinds of ensembles, both REPAS and the Civic Chorus, offer adults who have 9-to-5s and retirees and all kinds of folks who are not professional musicians, offers them the opportunities to continue to make music into adulthood and, more importantly, I think, make music in a community. So not only do these opportunities allow them to sing and play their instruments, but it also allows them to make friends and do something together that both musically and socially they can achieve more collectively than they can on their own.
Well, the question then becomes, and it's intriguing, how did this project about home come to be?
The REPAS Band and Williamsport Civic Chorus performed in 2000 for a concert that was billed as the Concert of the Millennium, and it was presented in downtown Williamsport to celebrate the year 2000 that was celebrated around the world, obviously. And then about 2 years ago, the former director, Mike Connor, and I were talking about reuniting and repeating the collaboration between the two groups and finding the time in the schedule we had planned for 2025. And luckily, Caleb still agreed to do that. And we're able to continue that. We're looking forward to our performance coming up.
Why does the theme home seem to ring true to each of you as directors and to each of your ensembles?
Well, when we were looking at repertoire, so each ensemble will have a set on their own. So the band will play pieces without the choir will do some pieces without the band, and then the concert will culminate in a combined set in which both ensembles will perform. So unlike the choral orchestral repertoire, the repertoire for band and choir combined is rather limited. So when Jeff and I were coming up with pieces that we could do for this concert, we were basically just finding ones that we found to be musically satisfying, that we thought would appeal to our ensembles, that would appeal to the audience. But as we flushed out that repertoire list for the concert, we sort of noticed that a lot of the pieces had a theme of homecoming or longing for home or something related to that. And so we decided, even though not every piece adheres to the theme of home on the concert, there are enough of them that we decided to give the concert that name.
Caleb, what have you chosen for the Civic Chorus for your separate portion of the program?
Sure. So one piece is a beautiful arrangement of Shenandoah, the tune that we all know by an arranger named James Erb. It's really lovely. And finishes with the voices singing that haunting melody and sort of a canon. We have another piece called No Time by Susan Brumfeld that's a traditional American folk tune. There's a gospel-style tune called When I Reach My Home.
Jeffrey, how about you and the REPAS Band?
We've chosen three works that kind of represent home, the United States, Americana as well. The centerpiece of ours is Amber Waves of Grain, and it's an arrangement by James Curnow. It's a rhapsody based on some of the themes and the phrases of America the Beautiful. And finally, at the end, the whole band comes together and plays not only America the Beautiful, but a separate theme that's laid over it as the counterpoint, which is very interesting. Choose Joy is our opening selection. It's a very contemporary work. It's just 3 years old by a famous band composer now, Randall Standridge, but he took the themes from Ode to Joy by Beethoven and worked them into a contemporary work, which really involves some interesting rhythms and polyphonic events throughout that. And then we're closing with an American classic, because we always need a march. And Charles Dubol, who was a trombone player in a circus band, composed The Circus King. So, you know, home to everybody is circus at one time in the early 1900s. So we will be doing a very fiery circus march called The Circus King to close our portion of the program.
Okay, drum roll, please. Then how will you come together and knock our socks off?
Musically, we will come together. We'll close the program with a very patriotic battle hymn of the Republic. This was obviously the Civil War theme by Julia Howe, but this arrangement by Peter Wilhowski was actually written for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra and then transcribed for band. So we'll be closing with that. We'll open the segment of the program, the combined segment, with Jubilant Song, which has the text by Walt Whitman based on his A Song of Joys poem. And I chose this one for the combined number for us because in the 2000 Concert of Millennium, this was one of the pieces that was used as well. So it's nice to bring back and repeat that 25 years later as an opening number. And then one of the other numbers is from the musical Prince of Egypt, the ballad When You Believe, which is a very pretty song and includes some Hebrew text within that from the Song of the Sea.
And then we will also do a piece by a living American composer, one of my favorites, named Rosethany Powell, that's on the Langston Hughes poem, To Sit and Dream. And then finally, a piece called Homeward Bound, which is one of the pieces that gave title to the concert. That's a really heartwarming, beautiful tune that has actually sort of become an anthem for soldiers returning home from war in many instances. So yeah, five wonderful pieces that we can do on that combined set.
How do you all assemble when you are together? You're in the Community Arts Center, yes?
Yes, we're the Community Arts Center, and we're going to figure out the fine details of that on Monday night, the night before, at our dress rehearsal when we actually get together on stage. And that will be the first time we combine the groups together. We're sharing some rehearsal time with the conductors and the ensembles, but Monday night we will work out details the night before the concert. We have a basic plan in place that we just finished discussing before you called.
Are there people in either ensemble who remember the performance 25 years ago?
Some of our members do, yeah. I'm sure yours do, too.
I'm sure there are some in the choir, sure.
What do you each look forward to in terms of the impact of having a chance for the civic chorus to have this occasion at the end with the band? And, Jeffrey, what are you thinking about in terms of the impact of having the band and the chorus perform together?
So one of the things that I look forward to is the uniqueness of this project. Again, the chorus has a long, rich history of performing with a more traditional symphony orchestra. But in terms of a symphonic band, this will be, as far as I know, the second time we've done that, both times with Repass. So it's a unique opportunity, and so that's exciting. And I think also what I was talking about earlier about how we can achieve more collectively, not only is that true from the individual level to the ensemble level, but I think it's also true from ensemble to dual ensemble. So the more folks, the better, and certainly in a world where divisiveness is running rampant, to bring this many people together to make music is always exciting.
And Jeffrey?
I think the idea of nearly 150 people on stage at the Community Arts Center will be unique to both of our audiences. And it gives the choral audience a chance to experience some of the band repertoire and the band audience to experience the new voice of a choral repertoire. And then it also gives our musicians a chance to hear the other ensembles and work together in the ensembles in this unique situation. When the band and chorus combine, this will be the first time, like we said, in 25 years that this has happened here for these two community groups. It often happens in schools, especially at holidays, to close their concerts, a sing-along or something like that. But for community groups, this is quite unique.
Jeffrey Dent, conductor of the Repass Band, and Caleb Hopkins, artistic director and conductor of the Williamsport Civic Chorus, speaking with us in anticipation of a concert titled Homeward Bound, a joint concert this Tuesday evening. It's April 29th at 7:30 at the Community Arts Center in downtown Williamsport, 220 West 4th Street. We heard about the array of pieces, and we hope you'll be able to join them. For information, you can find them on the website. And the website for the Williamsport Chorus is WilliamsportCivicChorus.org, WilliamsportCivicChorus.org. And for the Repass Band, it's RepassBand.org. And to spell Repass, it's R-E-P-A-S-Z, repassband.org. And in keeping with the tradition of the Repass Band, there will be no admission fee. April 29th at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Arts Center in downtown Williamsport, 220 West 4th Street. It's Homeward Bound, a joint concert featuring the Repaz Band and the Williamsport Civic Chorus. The Repaz Band under the direction of Jeffrey Dent, the Williamsport Civic Chorus under the direction of Caleb Hopkins, coming together for the first time in 25 years. For more information, you can check WilliamsportCivicChorus.org or RepazBand.org.